Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
It was a typical San Francisco morning. The sky was gloomy and gray. The air was filled with a thick, cool fog. And the people on the bustling streets had their sweaters and jackets drawn tight around their shoulders. But there, walking in their own ray of sunshine, was a woman named Mercedes and her 9-year-old daughter, Maria Teresa. Maria Teresa was so excited to be walking along next to her mom. Ever since they came to California from Colombia 5 years before, her mom had been working so hard cleaning houses. It was rare that they had a day to spend together. And today, they were going to do something very special. You see, Maria Teresa and her mom were going to officially become citizens of the United States of America. As they made their way down the sidewalk together, Maria Teresa heard a fairy's horn in the distance. It sounded like a trumpet announcing their arrival. One of the cable cars jangled its bell, cheering them on. And when Maria Teresa and her mom got to the grand courthouse, their heels clicked like applause as they climbed up the steps to go inside. Maria Teresa felt proud to be standing beside her strong, courageous mother as they raised their right hands and recited the Oath of Allegiance. That day, Maria Teresa felt like she was part of something big. She felt like anything was possible. Three years later, Maria Teresa was walking up another set of grand stairs. This time, she was with her friends, giggling and having a blast on their class trip to the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C. They'd gone on tours, seen a play, and taken pictures of each other in front of the Lincoln Memorial. Now they were headed into a huge stone building to meet with a politician and hear how democracy worked. The class sat cross-legged on a scratchy rug, squeezed elbow to elbow, waiting for the politician to arrive. To pass the time, Maria Teresa braided her friend's hair and daydreamed about growing up and sitting at her own very important desk in Washington, D.C., with a briefcase of papers in front of her. Finally, the door swung open, then slammed with a bang. All the children got quiet very quickly. The politician strode in, barely looking at the kids before launching into a speech about how anything was possible in this country, as long as you worked hard and believed in the American dream. Maria Teresa thought. My mom works harder than anyone I know. And we believe in the American dream, but it's not that easy. Maria Teresa loved her life. But to be honest, living in the United States had been really tough for her and her family. Her mom worked nonstop, and her dad had been sick, needing a lot of medical care. Maria Teresa wondered how much this politician actually understood about the American dream, about what it took to build a life here, put food on the table and take care of your family. She wanted to say something, but The politician didn't seem to have time for any of her questions. As Maria Teresa grew up, she got more and more determined to get a job in government. After she graduated from college, she headed back to Washington, D.C. to work for a congressperson. She got a briefcase full of important papers just like she'd imagined and rushed from meeting to meeting, talking to policymakers about lots of important issues, like global trade and protecting the environment. It was exciting, but also exhausting. And Maria Teresa started to notice that there weren't many people in these meetings who understood the experience of being Latinx or an immigrant. The Latinx community was a huge and growing part of the American population, and they weren't getting a chance to make important decisions. Each election night, Maria Teresa felt a huge mix of emotions as she watched the votes get counted. It was thrilling to be here in the thick of it, seeing how each voter could make a difference. But it was also frustrating because so many of the people she spoke to didn't know how to vote. The voting locations kept changing. The registration forms were hard to get. And even if someone did register and knew where to go, lots of her Latinx friends and family, like her mom, worked multiple jobs and weren't allowed time off to get to the polls before they closed. Maria Teresa felt a fire growing in her belly. She knew what she needed to do. She had to fight to make sure that not only her voice, but all Latinx voices were heard. Now the question was, how?
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
One day in 2004, Maria Teresa was having dinner with a mentor of hers. She was telling him about how upsetting it was to see her Latinx family and friends give so much to this country and have no way of making their voices heard. "But I have this dream," Maria Teresa continued. "Do you want to hear it?" She couldn't believe she was saying this out loud. She was 27 and still new to all the ins and outs of Washington, D.C. But she felt like, why not? Why not share her dream and see if it could become a reality? Okay, here it is, Maria Teresa said, without waiting for an answer. I want to run an organization that focuses on the Latinx community. I want to make sure every Latinx voice is heard. Get more people at the table, give them agency and self-determination. That's the way we can transform this country and the world. Wow, her mentor said with a smile. Well, I can help you with the first part at least. Have you heard of a woman named Rosario Dawson? Rosario Dawson was a Latina actress who had been in lots of hit movies, TV shows, and music videos. She just started a campaign called Voto Latino to help make it easier for the Latinx community to vote. Maria Teresa was thrilled. This was exactly the kind of work she wanted to do. So her mentor set up a time for her to meet Rosario. As soon as the two women were in the same room, Maria Teresa started talking a mile a minute. Her mouth could barely keep up with her excited thoughts. I love what you're doing with Voto Latino, and I have a few ideas. What if you record an album of some awesome Latino music that inspires people to vote? Or make up a reality show? Or even a soap opera about voting? I mean, it could be really fun and get young people more involved. And Rosario cut her off. Maria Teresa, she said, I love your ideas. I really do. But right now, all we have is a name and a message. We don't have the money to do all of these creative things you want to do. Maria Teresa slowly caught her breath, trying to not be too disappointed. And then Rosario asked a single question that changed Maria Teresa's life forever. What if you run Voto Latino with me? It was an easy decision for Maria Teresa to make, even though she knew it would be very challenging. For starters, she had to quit her job. No more big briefcase full of papers and glittering office spaces. No more power suits or salary either. Just before her 30th birthday, Maria Teresa moved back in with her mom to save money. She pulled an overstuffed suitcase up the front steps and thought of that day so many years ago when she and her mom walked up to the courthouse, their footsteps sounding like applause. Could she still hear it? It was faint, but there, a steady beat, urging her on. Hello? Mercedes threw open the door wearing a lace headband and red lipstick smile. She gave her daughter a big hug and then led her straight to the kitchen where her special ajiaco was bubbling on the stove. Maria Teresa took in the mouth-watering smell of the soup and looked around at all the familiar family photos her mom had up on the walls. A deep feeling of gratitude welled up inside of her. Mercedes had always been a source of love and support. Thank you, Mommy, for everything. She settled into her usual spot at the kitchen table and gazed into the ajiaco. I know this idea is a little crazy, Maria Teresa said. I mean, we're starting from scratch and we have no money. But Mommy, I don't want to put my head down and put food on the table. I want a seat at the table. Exactly, Mercedes said, so proud. Much better than being on the menu. And they both started to laugh. Maria Teresa jumped into her new role with everything she had. She and the Voto Latino team began registering people to vote by text. They got huge celebrities to support their cause and record public service announcements about the importance of the Latinx vote. They even launched a Voto Latino reality competition so young people could come up with new ways to get people to the polls. In 2008, just before the election, Maria Teresa sat on the couch next to her mom with a bowl of popcorn and a laptop. Maria Teresa had something special to show her mom. She pressed play, and dramatic music started as the words "La pasión de la decisión" scrolled across the screen. "What's this?" Mercedes asked her daughter. Maria Teresa winked and smiled, looking back at the screen. On it, there was a young couple, kissing in front of a fireplace. It looked like they were newly engaged and thrilled to be getting married. Maria Teresa giggled a little. She'd gotten a star-studded cast to do this video, and the dialogue was super sappy, just like an old-fashioned soap opera or telenovela. Then, the woman on the screen told her sister that she was getting married, and the sister revealed a deep, shameful secret.
"No, no, 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 no. You cannot marry this man. He is not who you think he is. He is not registered to vote."
"Ah, no, it can't be."
The man made all kinds of excuses as the music swelled.
"But it's so easy,"
the bride-to-be cried, throwing her engagement ring back in his face. And then the credits rolled. Brought to you by Voto Latino. It's your country. Represent. Mercedes was up on her feet, laughing and applauding.
"That was hilarious,"
she cheered. "But wait, mommy, here's the best part." Maria Teresa tapped her nail on the computer screen, showing her mom how many people were watching this fun experiment. The numbers kept ticking up, up, up. It was a viral sensation. Each person who watched meant, hopefully, another new voter. And that was just the beginning. Since 2008, Maria Teresa has become a powerful force for change. She organized free rides to voting sites and taco trucks to greet voters. She appears regularly on TV, in magazines, and in Washington, D.C., urging people to make their voices heard by voting. She even co-founded National Voter Registration Day, which is celebrated every September and rallies people all over the country to help get more voters registered. Most importantly, she's helped over 1 million people register to vote. That's 1 million people who now get to help decide how our country functions. Maria Teresa's work is not always easy, but it's definitely rewarding and fun. And it all started because she was brave enough to share her dreams. So remember, even if you don't have a big briefcase full of papers or work on Capitol Hill, your voice matters. You can help shape the future of this country. And we can't wait to see how you do it.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay rebel.